Deuteronomy chapter 14. You are the children of Yahweh, your Elohim. You shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. For you are a holy people to Yahweh, your Elohim, and Yahweh has chosen you to be a peculiar people to himself, above all the nations that are upon the earth. You shall not eat any abominable thing. These are the beasts which you shall eat: the ox, the sheep, and the goat, the hart, and the roebuck, and the fallow deer, and the wild goat, and the pygarg, and the wild ox, and the chamois, and every beast that parts the hoof and cleaves the cleft into two claws and chews the cud among the beasts, that you shall eat. Nevertheless, these you shall not eat: of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the cloven hoof, as the camel, and the hare, and the coney, for they chew the cud, but do not divide the hoof. They are unclean to you. And the swine, because it divides the hoof, yet does not chew the cud, it is unclean to you. You shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass. These you shall eat of all that are in the waters. All that have fins and scales shall you eat. And whatsoever does not have fins and scales, you may not eat. It is unclean to you. Of all clean birds you shall eat. But these are they of which you shall not eat: the eagle, and the ossifrage, and the osprey, and the gleed, and the kite, and the vulture after his kind, and every raven after his kind, and the owl, and the nighthawk, and the cuckoo, and the hawk after his kind, the little owl, and the great owl, and the swan, and the pelican, and the geared eagle, and the cormorant, and the stork, and the heron after her kind, and the lapwing, and the bat. And every creeping thing that flies is unclean to you. They shall not be eaten. But of all clean fowls you may eat. You shall not eat of anything that dies of itself. You shall give it to the stranger that is in your gates, so that he may eat it, or you may sell it to an alien. For you are a holy people to Yahweh, your Elohim. You shall not boil a kid in his mother's milk. You shall truly tithe all the increase of your seed that the field brings forth year by year. And you shall eat before Yahweh your Elohim in the place which he shall choose to place his name there, the tithe of your corn, of your wine, and of your oil, and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks, that you may learn to fear Yahweh your Elohim always. And if the way be too long for you, so that you are not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from you, which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose to set his name there, when Yahweh your Elohim has blessed you, then shall you turn it into money, and bind up the money in your hand, and shall go to the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose. And you shall bestow that money for whatsoever your soul lusts after, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatsoever your soul desires. And you shall eat there before Yahweh your Elohim, and you shall rejoice, you and your household. And the Levite that is within your gates, you shall not forsake him, for he has no part nor inheritance with you. At the end of 3 years, you shall bring forth all the tithes of your increase the same year, and shall lay it up within your gates. And the Levite, because he has no part nor inheritance with you, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within your gates, shall come, and shall eat, and be satisfied, that Yahweh your Elohim may bless you in all the work of your hand, which you do. End of chapter.